We turn now to the subject of immigrants, and Americans have been debating the status of immigrants, even as similar issues are being discussed in Europe. Hundreds of thousands of people are on the move there, seeking new economic opportunities. This week, we'll examine how parts of Europe are being changed by the influx and hear from some of the millions struggling to get into Europe. We begin in Poland, where membership in the European Union has offered many Poles the chance for a better life elsewhere. The problem is, so many Poles have left that their homeland is in a state of shock. NPR's Emily Harris reports from one town in Poland.
In a pub in the cobblestoned center of Wrocław, English language students are celebrating the end of a month-long summer course. Anya Szulga is 26 and ready to use her new skills by moving to Britain.
For money, the reason is the money, because I can afford to buy things that I want to buy.
Anya's brother has already lived in Exeter, England for a year. He is an electrician. He's engaged to a Polish woman who also works in Britain. Anya says they're coming home to get married this fall, but heading right back.
And they want to stay there for a whole life. They want to have their children, to study also there, so they want to settle down. Yes, settle down? That's right? Okay.
Nobody knows exactly how many Poles have left. Estimates range from several hundred thousand to over a million. Everyone seems to know someone who's working in another country. The loss of talented people is worrying Wrocław's mayor, Rafael Dutkiewicz.
The problem is the people they left, they're really entrepreneurial. It would be better for our economy to have them here.
Many Poles are going to England and Ireland, two of only three European Union countries which fully opened their labor markets to Poles immediately after Poland joined the EU 2 years ago. Mayor Dutkiewicz is going to London himself this fall, but he wants to encourage recent immigrants to eventually return home. A leading current affairs magazine in Poland, Polityka, also has a campaign to keep talent in Poland. Editor Eva Wilk says 20 young scientists a year are awarded more than $8,000 to use any way they want.
At first, I think they go to bookshop and simply buy as many books as it is possible. It is first time in their life they can do it. We couldn't take their passports or something like that, but it is rather something moral, kind of moral pressure not to go away from Poland.
But going away from Poland can be a good thing, says Agnieszka Weinar, a migration expert at the University of Warsaw.
There is no need to panic, really. It's always better if a person can use the skills in any country at all than to lose it in Poland.
Unless, she says, professionals wind up washing dishes.
If an IT expert goes to London to work as a waiter, it is a problem, because in the future he will not bring to Poland nothing apart from the money.
Money does help the homeland. Weinar says Poles working abroad sent back earnings worth an estimated $6.5 billion last year. Companies around Wrocław say it does take more effort now to find qualified IT specialists and skilled workers from accountants to welders. Wrocław's mayor is lobbying to get a new European Technical Institute built in his town.
The question isn't about our ability to accept investment now. It's just about sustainable development in the future. I have to do something to keep the speed in the future. We have to do it locally or we will be having to import people.
He says if the flow of Poles continues west, he'll look east to Belarus and Ukraine to recruit students from there who are looking for new opportunities and who might put down roots in Wrocław. Emily Harris, NPR News, Wrocław.